back here live at Levi's Stadium here in Santa Clara, California. We got a treat here before we get to the finals. We got DeForest Buckner, former Oregon Duck, hanging out with us. Scott Cole along with Dave Grunfeld. And Dave, no Tart. Your man Tart is tied up, signed an autograph somewhere. So we're going to sub in our man Joe Fan to take on D-Buck, and both these guys haven't played in a couple months.
It's been, we're going to shake off the cobwebs for both of these guys. I think they both admittedly are ready to kind of warm up a little bit and figure this thing out. Joe Fan stepping up to the plate right now and just taking one for the team and getting in that hot seat right now. I can just see that playbook just clicking through his mind right now. He's trying to think about what this game plan might be. And of course, big thanks to DeForest Buckner for being out here and helping support the Madden community.
Well, D-Buck has... You know, he's got some excuses. He's, like, playing football.
Yeah, he, like, does
now,
that
Joe Fan, like, what's his excuse? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. No excuse for Joe Fan. You know, it's time to put up right now. You know, this is going to be a lot of fun, I think. It's always cool to see the NFL guys playing Madden, even if they don't play, you know, religiously or regularly. Playing with yourself in John Madden football, I don't think is ever going to get old. That's got to be one of the coolest things ever.
I had an item in the game one time. It was... So you could unlock MJD, right? So you had to take my item and use it. You could unlock like a 92 MJD.
Sure.
Of course, MJD thought he should be 99.
Of course. Of course. MJD should always think he should be 99. That's right. But that's my guy. You know, that's a UCLA guy right there. That's a California boy.
Sure.
I'm a huge MJD supporter. I know you obviously have done a lot of work with MJD throughout your career. And also MJD, a huge Madden player. I know he's been a connected franchise guy for 10-15 years with his friend group. Always great to have the former and current NFL guys fired up about the John Madden football.
So before the folks that are watching online, watching in chat, watching on Twitch, we're going to play 2-minute quarters, guys.
Right.
So this is your time to relax. Both the players are getting ready for the final. We're going to have F&B Monsta taking on Samoa's Finest. And so this is going to be a quick game, and I don't even know who's who right now. Joe Fan, can you... After this play, Joe Fan, maybe you can pick up the mic and tell us, are you on O? All right, so Joe's on offense right now.
Just barely got that first down, too. Look at Joe. First drive, first down. This guy's looking prolific already. And we're already down to under a minute in the first quarter. This is going to be a fast game here, Scott.
Joe Fan on the left, DeForest Buckner on the right. Just a little size difference.
Just a little bit.
I wonder if RG would call Defo. Would he be a goon or a grizzly or maybe both?
I think he's both. I was going to say, because he is a goon. He's really, really awesome on the defensive line. But when he walked into this room, Scott, like the gravity in this building like shifted. He's such an enormous dude. But look at that right there. Joe Fan capping a little bit at DeForest after he gets the first down on that nice little tight end corner route.
Of course, these guys are both using the 49ers. These aren't salary cap teams. It's red versus gold.
That's right. Red versus gold. Regs, as we like to say in the Madden community. Just the most updated roster here for the 49ers.
And I've noticed these guys, I don't think they know that they could put Jimmy G in the game.
Right. Yeah, Brian Hoyer is about to get some serious run right now.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if members of the 49ers fan base are super fired up about that. I know they would love to see Jimmy G in there.
And here we go. We got the pause.
There it is.
Got the pause. You go to the depth chart.
Right on cue. Coach Scott and Dave over here. Coach of up. Or we might. The locked in focus.
We'll see. I don't know if they got him. See, you got Bradley Pinion. He's a former Clemson Tiger. He's down there.
There you go. The punter.
See, he's. You got to click. You got. You know. Okay. Now you press. No. I don't think he knows how to go deep in the depth chart.
Yeah, we got
Joe Fan's over here looking. He's throwing excuses at us.
Joe, moving the ball, though, I got to say. You know, he may not be able to operate the depth chart at a high level, but so far his offense is clicking a little bit, putting the actual NFL defensive player, DeForest Buckner, on his heels a little bit. I mean, both these guys are also a little bit locked in right now. They got the focus going on.
Is there anything to surreal? Okay, we're on the right of the screen.
Yeah,
like in
say.
Real life, you know, this is the virtual Levi Stadium.
Right.
It's sort of an inception some Inception thing going on right now?
Oh, this is intense. I mean, I'm looking to see some sort of digital version of ourselves calling this game. Now, this is really cool. One of the coolest parts about Madden, beyond all the graphics, the detail that the stadiums are put into, are put into the stadiums and the fan experiences, it's awesome.
There's Pierre Garçon. We'll take it to the 12-yard line. Joe Fan talked about the hot start.
Right.
Well, the hot finish, I guess I should say, that the 49ers had with Jimmy G coming over from the Patriots. Future looking bright here in San Francisco.
It's looking very, very bright. I mean,
as a Rams fan, are you nervous?
I'm very nervous. I've been talking about this for many weeks. First of all, week 17, Rams sat their starters and Jimmy G made us look silly for doing that.
Sure.
You watch him drop back. You look at his poise when he's in the pocket.
There's Buckner with a stop, by the way.
Yeah, really nice stop.
In real life.
IRL, that's right. Yep. Now, I think the Niners have a lot to be excited about. Future looking bright. I mean, don't at me. Jimmy G might be a top seven quarterback next year in the NFL. I'm going to go ahead and out on a limb and say that. Obviously, once the defenses get a little tape on him, they can do a little bit more. We'll see what happens. But I if I was a Niners fan, I would be very confident, very happy with where the team is at, where Lynch has got this this organization.
Third and three here from the five. Joe Fan on extended drive here. I think his strategy is like, I'm just not going to let DeForest Buckner touch it. Look at this.
Oh, he's on his feet? Just staring down. Joe, that's a big dude, Joe. I wouldn't stare at him for too long, man. That's you're asking for trouble right there. But low-key, just prolific drive right there from Joe Fan. Moving the ball at will.
He said he hadn't played
and then
couple.
That happens. Oh, there
gosh.
We are. There it goes. Right back in it.
That could cost it. That could be the difference.
That could. All it's going to take now is one score from DeForest and a lot of focus on that extra point, and he's in good shape.
All right, so DeForest Buckner is going to have an opportunity, trailing by six here in the first half. We're trying to put a last-minute drive together.
One of my favorite things about watching defensive NFL players play Madden, they all believe that they're quarterbacks. This is the chance for them to prove that right. Make some reads, throw some dots. I know, DeForest, in high school you were chucking the ball over the place. This is it right here. John Madden football. Get to show it off.
So first and 10, he's got a full set of timeouts. Oh, throws it up top. Hoyer trying to force it in.
Yeah, going for the lob up the seam right there. Kind of a dangerous pass a lot of the time, but worked out for him. Not too bad. Sometimes you also get that tip animation where the ball kicks up into the air, an easy interception.
There's no way Jimmy G's not on this roster. There's just no way.
We got to dive a little bit deeper. I think you're right. I think there was a... We bailed a little bit early on the depth chart.
Maybe try to get my man Justin Chow over there to check it out.
Hey. Chow's the guru. He knows everything. There is to know about the roster in this game. And Donnie Moore, of course. Big shout out to Donnie Moore. The rating czar himself.
Of course, Joe Fan using DeForest Buckner against DeForest Buckner. That's salt in the wounds.
Talk about Inception type stuff right there. There it is.
Screen pass.
Oh, I like the play.
Carlos Hyde.
Uh-oh.
One of Problem's favorite players. Of course, he was... Frank Gore was probably Problem's most favorite running back that put on the red and gold.
Frank Gore, also the favorite Niner of all four finalists we had here
That's
today.
True.
We asked them about who their favorite Niners were. Frank Gore, very, very popular answer. I have many memories in my childhood of Frank Gore just truck-sticking various Rams defenders throughout my life.
Third and seven. Two timeouts left for Buckner. And throws almost an interception.
Joe Fan will bring some heat on defense as well.
He's got something to say after every play.
I kind of like it.
I kind of feel like Joe Fan is...
I kind of love it. I want to see like Joel CP and Joe Fan just capping back and forth at each other. See who comes out on top on that one.
I know how the Madden score would go between those two guys.
Might get a little bit ugly there, but...
Punts it away. Fair catch at the 27-yard line, and Joe Fan might get greedy here.
Yeah, that's a real NFL player move right there, playing the field possession game, playing the clock, making Joe Fan take a chance. Maybe he's going to do something silly here, make a bad read, throw a pick, get some pressure off the outside, maybe a strip sack, fumble could happen. Yeah, this is a dangerous amount of time left on the clock.
So first and 10. Screenplay. Total nude move. And that might, he's going to use a timeout here. So he's maybe going to think about throwing one toward the end zone.
I was right there with you. I thought he was just going to let that run out. Thought, a little screen pass, get us out of the first half. From his own 30. Yeah, I mean, Joe Fan is going to have to step it up a notch and really kind of take a shot downfield if he wants to get any points on the board.
And I'm not directing this show, but I'm going to hold down A here so we can skip halftime. This thing needs to go right through. Sorry, Larry Ridley. We are going through halftime.
That's right.
Third and four. Come on, you hold down A.
I think everybody deep in their heart, they know that they hold down A to get through halftime. But
6-0.
6-0. Joe Fan, I mean, that drive was essentially the entire first half, that he was just moving the ball down the field. Got to see if DeForest can take this thing and start the second half and get the offense moving a little bit.
Of course, he played at Oregon. The Ducks were tough. Yeah. Mariota the other day, putting the Titans one step further in the playoffs.
That's right. Those Oregon teams were a track meet every single Saturday.
There was some speed. DeForest is... His speed's up there pretty high as well.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not just the receivers and the backs. It's everybody up there. It's the linemen, too. A lot of athleticism.
All right, so you want story time?
Let's get it.
We'll tell you how Dwight Clark came to be a 49er.
I would love to know.
You want to know the story?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to know.
All right, so Bill Walsh had traveled to Clemson to scout a quarterback by the name of Steve Fuller, who later became a Chicago Bear.
Right.
On that historic 85 team, and he needed someone to catch Fuller, and Fuller's roommate was Dwight Clark. And when it came time for them to draft later on, no one knew who Dwight Clark was because he caught about 17 balls after we get a fumble here. Joe Fan continuing to do work. Levi Stadium booing Joe Fan. But that's how Dwight Clark got on the radar of Bill Walsh, and of course Joe Montana took care of the rest of the history.
We walked in this morning, and we were greeted by Dwight Clark and the catch, a big mural here. Part of what makes this Levi Stadium experience so cool. I mean, not only the history of the Niners, but the way that they honor it, the art, the museum-type pieces. There's just a whole lot of cool stuff here.
And Joe Fan.
Nice play call.
Running PA post trips here.
The meta
the
out
sandwich.
Here. Absolutely.
No shot.
And he didn't even block his back. He went through the full play action. Really solid. I mean, Joe Fan, he might have been downplaying this thing a little bit.
Yeah, he said he hadn't played in months. He low-key plays Madden 4 hours every night.
He's grinding leaderboards.
He's on YouTube.
He's doing solos every night. Absolutely, he's doing it. Joe Fan, catch him at the 2019 Madden Classic. He's going to be making a push. Look at him, he's flexing on people. My goodness. Joe Fan
on Joe Fan's tombstone, it's going to say, "I beat DeForest Buckner in Madden 18. This is pretty much Joe's highest accomplishment is happening right in front of us.
Scott, it's a little different when they can hear what we're saying. they're not wearing the noise-canceling headphones.
I don't like this.
When we cap at them as they're playing, they can respond. Big stop right there. Nice job.
So third and goal. Let's see if DeForest can hold the door.
Our man RG. got to get one RGism in right there. Very nice.
We haven't talked about food at all. Well, I did make some hot dog references.
That's true. There's been no brisket talk.
But I had a glitchy red velvet cookie.
Yeah, that's
here
true.
Here at the Levi Stadium. Well, let's be honest. I had two red velvet cookies.
I was going to ask if you were going to mention the second red velvet cookie or not. But, yes, the food here is outstanding.
And touchdown.
Boom.
Looked like he was using Tom Rathman there.
Oh, 44 on the Niners
there.
Right there. The old fullback. You don't see that much in today's NFL anymore.
We've got a couple EA guys floating around. Can we get the old teams? Remember, you could go to Regs. You could pick the 85 Bears, maybe play the 84 Niners.
Can we get my 99 Rams in there? Can we get the greatest show on turf hanging out?
And Kittle, the two-point conversion. Joe Fan, absolutely savage.
Joe Fan is going to have career options beyond just being the head reporter here for the 49ers. Looking good. Get him in the lab for a couple weeks. Who knows?
So we're going to have the finals after this. We'll flip the stage. F&B Monster. Yeah, there we go. We got mascot hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there he is.
That's what it's all about right there. The kids checking out the John Madden football. Just getting left hanging. It's tough.
She had a Carlos Hyde jersey on.
There you go.
All right, DeForest Buckner's got to put in some work here. At some point, you got to stop running screenplays.
Forward momentum. Forward progress. That's the name of the game right here. You know what I love about Madden football, too, Scott? This is all fun games. We're having a great time. Look at DeForest Buckner right now. He's locked in.
He wants nothing to do with me.
No.
Mascot cheerleaders. He has nothing to do with it. He's locked in.
He's here to win a ball game if he can. And, you know, this guy plays NFL football and competes at the highest possible level. That doesn't just go away when you're playing Madden football. That's going to come out no matter what.
You know, I mentioned this is the highest point for Joe Fan in his entire life. This might be the lowest point for DeForest Buckner here.
Yeah, we all go through it. You know, this is part of
He's
it.
He's just using Buckner against him.
Crushing. The user on the defensive lineman who he's looking at in the face 3 feet away. He says he's really good. That's a high compliment to DeForest. He should take that to heart. That's a good thing. That's great.
Of course, he's going to be signing autographs a little bit later, hanging out with the 49er faithful that's come out today. We asked, you know, how many tickets did you sell for this one? Over 3,000.
Over 3,000.
We had a huge crowd here last year, too.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things you can do. You get to experience Levi Stadium, the museum. It's been a good day at John Madden football.
Absolutely. A lot of kids with their parents, which is always fun to see. The multi-generational Madden going on. That's really always cool to see. I love it when the parents get into it. Parents that haven't played the game as much, but they're big NFL fans. They see it, and they all of a sudden, they're fired up. My mom, Colleen Regan, shout out to my mom, huge Problem Right fan. She saw him play once. She said, you know what? That's my guy. And now, she's part of the movement.
Yeah, your mom and I, we talk all the time.
So. Oh, all right.
Fourth and 25, 30 seconds left in this one. Now, this is a Madden move.
Yeah.
You got to go for it here.
No punting. Let it ride.
He's going to throw it on top. And intercepted. Buckner can't believe it.
He thought he had it. He thought he pulled down the aggressive catch.
Thought he had Goodwin, but Robinson was right there. Now he's got the mascot on stage taunting him.
I think he's warming up because he wants to hop in for the next game. He wants to hop on those sticks next.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, he's thinking about it.
Stretching it out.
Maybe run a quick 40 or something, get warmed up.
A little slow to get up for sourdough.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe a knee situation.
That's a great mascot name, by the way, sourdough.
Absolutely. San Francisco, there's some food for us right there.
Mm. Joe Pham with 14 seconds left is trying to demolish this game. I mean, no taking a knee. Look, he got hung out to dry there by the mascot trying to get...
There it is. He tried to make up for it with an explosion, but, you know, the damage was done there, I think.
And Garcon.
Oh, you're right, Scott. Joe Fan
called a timeout.
Savagery is just all the way to the top right now.
Mascot's getting him the Cena. Yeah, you can't see me.
No.
So finals coming up next. The winner will be your representative at the Pro Bowl. But this one is in the refrigerator. This one's done. DeForest is dejected. Of course, I think he could take down Joe Fan at any point. Joe Fan. Yeah, you're over there. Savagery by Joe Fan. Take it away.
Defo, I sacked you twice with yourself.
Yeah.
What is that like? Dang, I'm really good in Madden, but also kind of a bummer because you were losing.
So, yes, exactly. There's not much to say, man. I mean, you had a good game.
I appreciate that. Let's hear it one time for my man DeForest Buckner in the house. He's heading over to sign some autographs, hang out with you guys for a bit. We appreciate him being here at our 49ers Madden Club Series Championship. He'll be sticking around. Championship game coming up here soon. FMB Monster versus Samoa's Finest. That's coming up.
All right. Thank you so much, Joe Fan. And well, that was fun. You know, we had after the 34-7. I don't know what word to put here. Debacle.
The woodshed game.
That's a good game.
Way of putting it, yeah.
You needed a little bit of laughter.
Yeah.
And so now we lock back in. We got FMB Monster taking on Samoa's Finest. Can Cinderella wait to not hit midnight here? Could Samoa's Finest be heading to Orlando?
You know, I think there is going to be a chance. This is going to be a good game. You know, I think Monster, like we talked about, did not really have to get deep into his playbook. He did not have to show the type of route combinations, the type of formations that he's going to be running out of in his game against Splashman. Samoa's Finest needs to do exactly what he did against playbook, which is come out fast, come out aggressive, do not ease yourself into this game. We saw in the second half, played a little bit more zone, kind of dropped back a little bit, was okay with those underneath routes happening. Come out fast, come out aggressive, show Monsta you're not scared of this stage or of him.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know. Next time we'll see Joe Fan take on the sourdough mascot. Look at the mascots back in the game.
I love that. I would love the mascots back in the game. I think NFL mascots are a really good time for everybody. I'm shouting you out over there, sourdough, my man.
Yeah, sourdough,
yes, sir.
Hanging out
we got
us.
You. Absolutely. Oh, he's coming
oh,
over.
Oh no.
Oh, I've
sourdough's coming
sourdough
over.
Sam, he's coming over. He's
coming
dap
over
it up.
For the dap.
All right, there it is, my guy right there. Ooh,
yeah, the
wow,
explosion.
There it is.
We got that.
That's our guy right there. We appreciate him.
All right, guys, we're going to step away. I want to thank AMPM again, once again, for sponsoring us, bringing us out here. Finals are coming up next. FMB Monster taking on Samoa's Finest. Don't go anywhere.